Listening Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
Thank you for calling Theatre Guide. We'll give you all the information about what's on at the wonderful theatres in London and how to book tickets. Here are our recommendations for different types of performance. First up is a musical. You can't go wrong if you choose the London Palladium, just off Regent Street. In case you are not familiar with it, that's spelt P-A-L-L-A-D-I-U-M. It's right next to Oxford Circus Underground Station. There's an all-star cast in a new production of Cats, based on the poems written by T.S. Eliot. Our next suggestion is a modern play. The best place to see recently written drama is at the Royal Court Theatre in Sloane Square, in the very fashionable district of Chelsea. You may have heard of it because of the famous football club. Their latest offering is The Woods by Alan Evans. It's a new way of looking at a fairy tale. We now move on to plays that are called revivals. This means that they've been staged many times before, but continue to be popular. We think the best revival on offer this month is a delightful production of an old favourite, The Rivals, by R.B. Sheridan. It was first seen where it's on now, the Royal Opera House, also known as Covent Garden, as long ago as January 1775. We believe it's still as enjoyable now as it was then. Finally, a visit to the theatre in London wouldn't be complete without seeing a play by William Shakespeare. There are many excellent productions of his work, including Hamlet at the National Theatre. However, we strongly believe that a work by the Bard is best seen at the Globe Theatre on the south bank of the River Thames. If you want to get the cheapest tickets, you must stand. It is also the best way to fully appreciate the live atmosphere. However, the play we suggest you see is The Tempest, as it goes on for over 3 hours. There's an interval of 20 minutes. All of the productions we have recommended on Theatre Guide start at 7:30 in the evening, except for The Tempest. As it's such a long play, it begins much earlier, at 6 p.m. Please note that you will not be let into the theatre itself if you arrive after the start time. Tickets for all these shows are available at the box office in Leicester Square. It opens at 10 o'clock in the morning. If you want the best seats, join the queue as early as you can. If you found our theatre guide useful, please click the Very Satisfied button on our website. Thank you for calling Theatre Guide. We'll give you all the information about what's on at the wonderful theatres in London and how to book tickets. Here are our recommendations for different types of performance. First up is a musical. You can't go wrong if you choose the London Palladium, just off Regent Street. In case you are not familiar with it, that's spelt P-A-L-L-A-D-I-U-M. It's right next to Oxford Circus Underground Station. There's an all-star cast in a new production of Cats, based on the poems written by T.S. Eliot. Our next suggestion is a modern play. The best place to see recently written drama is at the Royal Court Theatre in Sloane Square, in the very fashionable district of Chelsea. You may have heard of it because of the famous football club. Their latest offering is The Woods by Alan Evans. It's a new way of looking at a fairy tale. We now move on to plays that are called revivals. This means that they've been staged many times before, but continue to be popular. We think the best revival on offer this month is a delightful production of an old favourite, The Rivals, by R.B. Sheridan. It was first seen where it's on now, the Royal Opera House, also known as Covent Garden, as long ago as January 1775. We believe it's still as enjoyable now as it was then. Finally, a visit to the theatre in London wouldn't be complete without seeing a play by William Shakespeare. There are many excellent productions of his work, including Hamlet at the National Theatre. However, we strongly believe that a work by the Bard is best seen at the Globe Theatre on the south bank of the River Thames. If you want to get the cheapest tickets, you must stand. It is also the best way to fully appreciate the live atmosphere. However, the play we suggest you see is The Tempest, as it goes on for over 3 hours. There's an interval of 20 minutes. All of the productions we have recommended on Theatre Guide start at 7:30 in the evening, except for The Tempest. As it's such a long play, it begins much earlier, at 6 p.m. Please note that you will not be let into the theatre itself if you arrive after the start time. Tickets for all these shows are available at the box office in Leicester Square. It opens at 10 o'clock in the morning. If you want the best seats, join the queue as early as you can. If you found our theatre guide useful, please click the Very Satisfied button on our website.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.